This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospitals, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, a special shout-out for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Don't forget, that's at Captain's America on Twitter. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Captain,
if I may, you know, it might be a good idea to simply remind everybody, especially on I-85, because we were talking about this last hour as on I-85, Montgomery to Atlanta.
Yep.
It looks like we've still got a lot of unsettled weather.
Sure do.
Some thunderstorms and so forth. Could have a tornado recipe there. So we definitely want you to make sure that you got your weather radios on and keep listening to any of the local coverage or warnings that you might get in that area.
That's right there along the warm weather, cold weather line.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Uh-huh. So keep that in mind, folks, and pay attention because this could be a very dangerous night for some people in those areas, and I certainly hope not. I don't want to wish any bad luck on you, but you better be safe than sorry, right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right. A reporter yesterday asked little old Jen Psaki if Joe Biden will pledge to nominate an Asian American or an LGBTQ Supreme Court justice. I guess they're taking this to the hilt.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, Joe Biden sort of opened that door, and he did it in a very different context than, say, for example, Ronald Reagan did in 1980 when he pledged to nominate a woman to the Supreme Court. Because at that time, Captain, nominating a woman to the Supreme Court, and as we mentioned, Chuckie Schumer had completely forgotten about Thurgood Marshall, and he said the other day that up until 1981, the Supreme Court had been all white men. And so, you know, he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth on that one, obviously. But he obviously, you know, was corrected on that. But the context of Reagan saying he was going to nominate a woman is kind of different than the context of Biden saying he was going to nominate a black woman. It's great to nominate a black woman. It's great to nominate anybody who has the credentials and the ability to serve on the Supreme Court, interpret the Constitution, and be able to make good, reasonable arguments about their decisions. That's what Supreme Court justices do. But Biden is doing it in a completely political context, coming off these huge riots that were happening in 2020 and so forth, and he only did it as some kind of political provisioning. And it's kind of sad. But it did open these floodgates, and so it's a legitimate question. Okay, well, what's the next guarantee going to look like?
Now, I was watching a bunch of political ads for some of the Democrats around the country, and I saw an ad for Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. And she said, and I quote, "It's way past time that we legitimize marijuana." That's her big concern right now.
Well, it's the thing called...
Her constituents in Minnesota need a lot more than that.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you know, come on, I'll do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. But this is evidently, she wants to co-sponsor this thing called the MORE Act, whose primary sponsor is, get this, Jerry Nadler. You know, how you doing,
more
Jerry
on number
Nadler?
One. More on number one.
Oh, my. Well, no kidding. But, you know, I don't usually do this, Captain, but, you know, go for the obvious joke, but I'm going to do it. And that is, I guess we should just retweet or tweet back to Representative Ilhan Omar and just say, some people smoked something.
Yeah.
You know.
And Nadler wears his pants high for a reason.
Well, you know, it's you can't get a sort of a weirder cast of characters than all this. And, of course, what the bill would do is it would impose taxes on cannabis products imported into the United States and production facilities and export warehouses. So maybe they want to get a chunk of the revenue and so forth. But, you know, this is kind of grasping at straws now. It's getting pretty desperate for Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Now, Representative Andy Briggs, who's from Arizona, says that the Department of Homeland Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, has got to go, and Joe Biden is probably impeachable. Once they get rid of Mayorkas, they could also probably be able to impeach Joe Biden. But I wouldn't say that they'd be able to do that, even if they thought about it, until they take control of the House and the Senate.
Well, right, and there'd also have to be a real critical mass in the country to go through another impeachment. That's right.
And just because he's losing his mind and his faculties doesn't mean he's impeachable. He could be replaced medically easier than he could be being impeached. Think about that for a second. All right, you hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more at Kyle Warren 2.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Carl Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, your host, Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make that great product. By the way, I've been taking it for over 7 years. It works for me. It'll work for you, too. Now, the key to it is when you take it and you get started, you keep it in your system. You take it at least once a day, whether you think you need it or not. Why? Because when you do need it, it'll be there to kick in and start working right away. Because the great thing about Relief Factor is it will go straight to the source of your pain and lower or eliminate it right off the bat. Plus, it'll help with your inflammation, with the swelling that you have, and the discomfort there. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, all natural ingredients that is 100% drug-free, and with the botanical and fish oil product that's in it, it's also good for your body. It's something your body needs to have anyway. You take the product, you keep taking it. Don't stop and then start up again, because that's where you have problems and the pain comes back. And you go, oh my God, it didn't work. Well, no, it did work if you just kept taking it, because that's what I have to do. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start. There are no gimmicks, no games, no membership dues, none of that stuff. You just order it flat out, and away you go. And you'll have a 3-week quick support start to get going with it. And then if you don't do anything, it'll start in a regular delivery to you. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Who's in the chat room?
We got George. We got George the Godfather.
All right. Good morning, Godfather.
Yeah, and he actually sent us a message.
What's that?
Yeah, he sent us a message that showed the Article 4 of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, which talks about the Constitution guaranteeing to the states a Republican form of government and that it would protect those from invasion. So then he writes in and he says, with all the illegals being dropped off at all these different in all these different states, basically, didn't Biden break the oath he swore? And he could be impeached by Article 4, Section 4. That's a pretty good question in the terms of maybe bringing in people who aren't citizens of the United States or that state without the consent of that state.
Well, they could bring charges against him, yes. However, they'd have to be very careful because the Republicans don't have the votes to do it. So, therefore, what would be the purpose of it?
Well, you're right, until the Republicans have any kind of majority. But, you know, I think, Captain, I think we're going to see a huge red wave, number one. And then number two, if there was talk of impeachment, again, the country would have to have a real critical mass. It would have to be on both sides. And, you know, I think you got a lot of Democrats who are mad at the Biden administration. But I think what you said earlier was actually really telling, and that is the idea that Joe Biden may just end up stepping down or be, you know, taken out by the 25th Amendment is a much more likely scenario.
It's coming down to it because the more you see him having to be led around to get to come down off a podium and his not knowing where he's at and looking around, and, you know, it's very obvious that he's having real trouble.
Well, precisely. And again, you know, there's no joy in talking about something like that because here you have a person who's obviously suffering from something like this, and eventually it could even be interpreted as elder abuse, you know, after a while. But it's a very, very serious problem. It's a very, very serious thing. And, you know, we'll see how things play out, basically.
Now, another staffer from Kamala's office has left. Apparently, there's rock-bottom morale going on in the vice president's office right now because everybody feels that they are going to get hammered this time around and they don't want to be around for it.
Well, sure. You know, Captain, working in the vice president's office is a plum job to have. You know, no matter what the party is that's in power and so forth, it's obviously an amazing job to have, just in terms of its prestige and so forth. But I think, Captain, it's going bad from the head down, basically, because you've got Kamala Harris, who is now, you know, notorious. You know, she doesn't do interviews well. She doesn't seem to make good decisions. She hasn't taken what's really been assigned to her job by the president, this kind of stuff, and really run with it and done anything that sort of has made her own mark on it. And I don't think she likes to prepare with policy materials, you know. So it's just like, you know, how can you support, you know, everything in the vice president's office is there to make her look good.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can't do that job, I think they're going to continue to do what they're doing.
Well, here's one for you. AOC, the Queen of Sheba, slammed ABC for suspending Whoopi Goldberg for her Holocaust remark, but they fired Roseanne for her offensive tweets.
Right. It's a very different kind of double standard. It's a very, very different kind of double standard. And you can go down the list. There was Gina Carano, who was in the popular Star Wars series The Mandalorian, got fired by Disney, which I believe is, you know, part of ABC.
That's
basically.
Right.
And so it's the whole cancel thing is, I think, really starting to take its toll. And, you know, whether or not, the one story I saw too is that Whoopi Goldberg was pretty stunned that she did her apology. And she said, I made a mistake. I wish I'd said it differently. I've learned differently now, this kind of thing. And then she still got suspended by ABC. I think that kind of made her mad, you know, because she was very stunned by it. But I think people are just starting to have enough of the, okay, we'll cancel you, but you cancel this and this kind of stuff. you know, people should, you know, in many ways should be able to make a mistake or say something,
mm-hmm.
And then move on. And in the sense that, you know, she did get it wrong. She got it very wrong. And now, you know, I don't know if she's really even going to come back after the 2 weeks. I'll be interested to see that.
You're right. And by the way, there is more and more and more going on about the Second Amendment, where the Second Amendment is being personally held responsible. Because, again, the Democrats' theory is that it is the guns, not the people pulling the trigger, not the tax, the lax laws that are out there for the crime surge and all the violence that we've had. They blame the guns for it.
Well, you know, Captain, we were talking about President Biden's remarks.
We talked about it with Ian, by the way, last hour.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Biden went off on one of his tangents about was that, you know, you should be able to sue these gun manufacturers. Why aren't we suing the gun manufacturers? And, you know, what is he talking about? I mean, there are product defects, I'm sure, if there you could sue a manufacturer for. But because someone, you know, took a weapon and robbed a bank, which is a bad thing to do. Nobody should do it. But is the gun manufacturer responsible for the actions of the gun owner or somebody who buys a gun illegally?
It's the person with the gun.
Right. And it should be. It always should be.
Yep.
Because otherwise, Captain, we start living in a society where there's just no responsibility for anything.
And there are some people that have guns that shouldn't have them. I agree with that. But then again, it's up to the family members, or it's up to the people that are around them in their circle to say, hey, man, we got a problem here. Maybe you ought to check this guy out or whatever. And what they do is they temporarily take the weapons away from them. They don't take them and keep them forever until they Baker Act the person or whatever to make sure that they're okay. And if they're okay, then they obviously get the guns back in almost every state in the country, except, I think, yours, California.
That could very well
California,
be.
They're gone. That's it.
Well, right. Well, but you know, Captain, the whole, you know, just hypothetically, let's just say there was not another gun manufactured ever again. The guns are still out there. And so if you're, you know, who are you going to sue if there's no other gun manufacturer ever again, hypothetically? But that's why you have to crack down on the behavior. You have to arrest the offenders. You have to put them in jail. You have to do all kinds of stuff in order to keep keep the public safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge of the government to do.
Yeah.
By the way, they're not doing it.
By the way, I got to razz George for just a second here. Hey, George, you missed a beautiful day yesterday. It would have been a great day to go for a bike ride. It was like 82 or 3 or 4 degrees or something like that down there in Bradenton, and we had a great time. And you missed another great Captain's Club sandwich there, George. You saw the picture, right, Kyle?
I did, yes.
Yeah, they got me up on the wall now. Hold that thought, Kyle. They got my picture up on the wall with the Captain's Club, and we took some pictures in front of it. Plus, a lot of people saw the sandwich. They went, is that the Captain's Club? Yep, well, I got to have that. So they had a good time making those yesterday down there at Dixon's. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. And Kyle Warren, too, will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the raid targeting the leader of the Islamic State is sending a signal that the U.S. will not stop until we find the criminals we're looking for. The White House says the operation was months in the planning. Biden says Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi put on a suicide vest and set it off right before he was about to be captured.
With no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
A storm that stretches from Texas to Maine has been bringing snow and ice, and now a tornado hitting a small town in western Alabama. Sawyerville is south of Tuscaloosa. Officials say multiple homes have been destroyed and one person has died. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Driving more customers to...
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, folks, it's been a busy week for Mike Lindell and MyPillow. We started out with a special one night, and then the next night there was another special. Then the next night there was another special. And this weekend he was going to have another special. But he just sent us a message yesterday, and he says, hey, everything's on sale. Everything. I've marked all the stuff down. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. I've got an overstock. I'm trying to sell it down, so I got room in my warehouse to take new product, which that makes sense. And as a result, everybody is going to save a bunch of money if you want to buy something from MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. You'll see the little embossed link, and you click on that, double-click on, and boom, it opens up with about 150 or more items on that page. And with the promo code CAPTAIN, you can save 50%, 67%, 75%. On many of the items that are there. or there's some buy one, get ones in there, too. And by the way, don't forget the phone number to call them for direct service on the phone is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code over at MyPillow.com is always going to be Captain. That's all you need to know. Promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Happy shopping at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you've got a 60-day period, which you can turn that or return that stuff back if you don't like it and get something else or get your money back, whichever the case may be. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You and I were just talking about the price of gasoline, the price of crude oil. I just went over and took a look at it. I don't want to disgust anybody, but I will tell you that the price of gasoline is the highest it's been in probably 8 or 9 years, the wholesale price of gasoline, and it's not going to get any better. And the price of oil right now, crude, is currently topping $90 a barrel, both Brent crude as well as the overseas crude. It's a 7-year high on oil. And it's not going to get any better. This administration does not want to do what needs to be done, and that's drill, baby, drill, and go back in there and flood the market with oil to force the price down. They do not need to want to do what needs to be done, and we're all going to pay for it. All those nice bonuses you got, those pay raises and all that stuff, it's all going to be absorbed.
That's right, Captain. And why give countries like Iran, especially Iran, the keys
Russia.
To the kingdom? Yeah.
Yeah.
But driving this oil up as far as it's going, and it's simply so that Biden can say, we shut down the pipeline, we're not building the Keystone, we can't drill over here, we can't drill over there, and so on and so forth. Why is it that you want to empower essentially your enemies in order to just for some kind of, you know, very fleeting domestic political point? It's the most ridiculous thing in the world, and it's terrible. Our national security has been absolutely upended because of this.
We told people months ago, after Joe Biden came in, watch what happens to the price of oil. And I had people tell me, this, well, there's no way they can do that. We got all our own oil. We don't need any of that. Well, when you stop producing it and you shut down the Keystone XL pipeline and some other pipelines, okay, when you shut them down and you shut down some refineries along with it, what's going to happen?
You create a shortage. Right.
And we have got that mess going on right now where we're all going to pay for it.
Yeah, but I guess we just have to just buy the electric cars. You know,
you buy the electric car. I'm going to vote these bums out, and I'm going to keep my gasoline car that gets 32 miles to the gallon. Thank you very much.
Well, right. In other words, energy is doable. And under Trump, energy was very doable. It was absolutely working exactly the way that it should. But yet, Captain, you've got a far left controlling in the Democrat Party.
Yep.
They want a virtue signal with this stuff, and it's just ridiculous.
Now, Facebook, and it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, saw the biggest one-day market value drop ever for a U.S. company. Their stock went from $900 and some odd to $600 and some odd.
They lost $237 billion. That's right.
Just a drop in a bucket.
Single day loss. Yeah, but it's the biggest single day loss ever recorded. Now, they're blaming it a lot on the fact that advertisers are not coming in as much. They're also blaming competition with TikTok and so forth, which is owned by a Chinese company.
And Getter and Gab and Twitter.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, yeah, things aren't looking good.
And to that, I say great.
Well, because, of course, obviously, there was a lot of things going on before where they were sort of looking a different way and because they wanted to get the advertising revenue and so forth.
Yeah, and Zuckerberg has been absolutely bleeding people dry in some cases. And his case of censoring people and this, that, and the other, it's about time for a little payback in the other shoe.
Well, for him personally, according to these reports, he lost $29 billion. But it's not, as you said, it doesn't hurt, though.
Yeah, but if you're worth $300 billion, so what?
That's right. So what? It's a drop in the bucket at that point.
Yeah, because the comment was made by somebody.
Yeah, but is it going to make a big change? Is it going to facilitate a change? I don't think so.
No, not at all. Now, Republican senators introduced a bill to prevent the TSA from accepting, and this is unbelievable if you could picture this, from accepting arrest warrants as valid forms of ID. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No. It's really, I mean, it's if it wasn't for real and really bad, it would be actually funny. But, you know, you don't want to show up and say, I am who I say I am because I present to you this arrest warrant. Are we just going into the lunatic fringe here now at this point?
Yeah. By the way, George is chiming in. And yes, George, I did see that comment. He said Biden asked OPEC to drill, produce more oil. And OPEC told the United States, drill your own oil.
Well, right. Because we can.
Yeah.
And again, I said it goes back to national security. If we want to have a Middle East policy that actually works for us and our allies and Arab states that don't want to have Iran take over everything or influence everything, we drill our own oil.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just that simple.
No brainer. And the electric cars are not the answer to anything. Trust me. They are not the answer to anything. And by the way, here's something else. What happens when the temperature goes down to 20 or 30 below zero and stays there for a few days? With electric batteries, what happens?
Yeah, they won't work at all, I think.
Thank you. So what are you going to do with a fleet of electric vehicles if you're outdoors and you got them plugged in, which you would because you can't get them all indoors, and the temperature's like that, all of a sudden you can't get your vehicles to crank up, your trucks, your cars, your taxis, your school buses, whatever. How do you operate that way?
Well, you wouldn't, and it would just be a new shortage, a new going without. See, learn to go without, yeah. Americans. Yeah, we don't produce new things anymore.
Speaking of learning to go without, do you ever get to Los Angeles?
I do from time to time, yes.
Do you ever get anywhere near the Democratic mayor, Eric Garcetti?
No, I can't say that I do.
Well, here's the deal. Here's where I'm going with this. The Democratic L.A. mayor, Eric Garcetti, said that he held his breath during the photo of him not wearing a mask when he was at an NFL playoff game over the weekend, despite the local mask mandate. Do you believe that?
No, I heard him say that. I was watching the news, the local news, and he said that. And he goes, here's what I do. I take off my mask for a moment. I hold my breath. And he has zero risk to do this. And he puts his mask back on. And he said it as if we're all supposed to go, oh, yeah, this makes total sense.
Was he holding his breath when we saw a whole face full of teeth smiling at us?
Oh, my gosh.
And how about your governor out there? How about him when he had the mask in his hand? He said, I just take it off very quickly and then I put it right back on again. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Of course he didn't. They just got caught red-handed, as it were. And, you know, it's unfortunate, Captain, but, you know, they're not leaders. They're not leading, and they're just trying to impose.
They are an embarrassment to the people who they represent. Think about that as we go to break.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to break, folks. We're coming back with more here on a Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway Bible Report number 2 coming up. And, yep, there's been some changes. We'll tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Save our day.
and into Crossfire, little Stevie Ray Vaughan, little classic music here. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, I really like that one. Of course, we lost Stevie Ray Vaughan back in 1990 in a helicopter crash.
Way too soon. Very sad.
Yep, way too soon. He's 35 years old. Yeah.
All right, well, here's what we are going to do. We are going to get started with what's going on out west, and I got a whole bunch of stuff, as you know, you've seen what's going on here, so get going.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have a few key things to tell our truckers and drivers about tonight. Freeze warning down in Tucson, Arizona. This is also going to be stretching across, looks like I-8 as well, Interstate 8, as you come out of the Tucson area and head on over towards Yuma. So be aware of that. Also, Blythe, California, looks like that is also going to be a freeze warning there. That's along I-10. But that's going to stretch up through Parker, up through Kingman, Arizona as well. Also, freeze warning in Central California along Highway 99, starting around Bakersfield up to about Merced, and from Bakersfield, a little bit north on the 5 freeway, Interstate 5 there, you've got that freeze warning happening as well. Wind chill advisory, this is going to be along I-80 as you come out of Cheyenne through Laramie up towards Elk Mountain. Be very careful there. Mountain passes, of course, are very cold. We don't have a whole lot of weather to report, but the temperatures are very cold, so make sure that you have your fuel right for sure out there tonight. And especially up in Montana, it looks like we've got some high wind warnings up there around Great Falls and up towards the Canadian border as well. So be careful out there.
Yeah, you want to see cold temperatures come on over to North Dakota, western part of Minnesota, below zero temperatures, as well as an area in the northern central part of Iowa, up there in the upper Great Lakes, upper part of Michigan, very cold temperatures up there. Cold weather as well, western Kansas, and all through about the first half of Oklahoma, temperatures in the single digits, as well as down into Texas, temperatures in the teens, all the way down to the southern border with Mexico. Now, we've got a real bad problem right now in Texas. We've got snow and a winter storm warning coming up into San Antonio, but then going over east towards Houston, we have ice, and ice can be extremely dangerous at night because you really can't tell you're on it until you hit one of those bridges and away you go. So be careful. Be careful. They're out there working on the roads, but it's going to be one of those deals where it's you just have to slow down. That's all there is to it. Winter storm warning, the eastern third of Oklahoma, going on up into Missouri, all the way across to the mountains of Missouri, through Springfield, through Joplin, and then Fort Leonard Wood, by the way. We've also got over in Arkansas, the northwestern corner of Arkansas on I-40, where you've got a winter storm warning, snow all the way to Memphis. And then in Tennessee, you've got snow along 40 all the way to Nashville, Tennessee. And then it goes up towards West Virginia, Virginia. We've got some rain up in the little corner of West Virginia right now, the southern part of Pennsylvania, the southeastern corner of Ohio. That's rain. The cold weather hasn't got there yet, but when it does, it'll turn it to ice. You've got snow flurries in Illinois, in Indiana, in about half of Ohio, but the eastern half of Ohio along Lake Erie. You have a winter storm warning, as well as for the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania to include Erie, winter storm warning. All of upstate New York, from the state line with Pennsylvania up to Buffalo, over to Syracuse, over to Massachusetts, up into the Adirondacks, down into the Catskills, winter storm warning in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. You've got snow in Connecticut, snow in the southern part of New York, a little bit of rain mixed in there down around New York City, but the temperature's going to be falling, so that's all going to change. That's going to become ice. And we've had some really severe weather tonight in Alabama, and there is a line of not only flooding but thunderstorms that's been moving along into Georgia, pretty much following I-85 right now. So that line between hot and cold is right there along I-85, so be careful. You might be running into some bad weather there. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, folks, don't forget that the pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker's Highway by Report, right?
That's exactly right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we've got so much stuff to talk about with Russia. I'm not going to do it just yet. We're going to do it after the news break with Denise Simon. So I'm going to start out and just kind of lead you into it a little gently. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got most voters that believe that President Joe Biden's immigration policy is worse than former President Donald Trump's policy, and the people are really paying attention to what's going on along that border right now, all the reports they're getting, this, that, and the other, and that will be a major issue regardless of what goes on with Russia, the Ukraine, or anything else. People have had it with all these people just streaming across the border.
It needs to be understood that what Biden has done when it comes to immigration with his early, first week executive orders regarding immigration is that he has demanded, I guess, or mandated Mayorkas, DHS secretary, and via that ICE and Border Patrol not to follow the law.
Right.
So those are illegal orders,
right?
And that goes against their oath. That needs to be understood, and I can't find anybody in media, including Fox News, or Postmillennial, or any of the others, that are actually declaring that these are illegal orders. They're violating their oath of office. There's a pile of lawsuits out there by the states, and that's fine. But it takes a long time for those to work their way through the court system. But somebody needs to challenge this White House right now. You can suspend a law, but he's doing it really kind of on a policy basis, and policy is not law.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think there needs to be a lot of focus on that when it comes to immigration.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of people that are just going, hey, this has got to stop. We got to get this under control. The only way to do it is to vote the bums out. And they want to get rid of Mayorkas. And by the way, if we do get a majority, I keep hearing the word impeachment. And it's not for Donald Trump anymore. It's for Joe Biden. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.